Major funding for Only a Game comes from Oliver Wyman, a global management consulting firm with 3,000 professionals worldwide. Oliver Wyman serves global 1,000 companies. OliverWyman.com.
This is Only a Game. I'm Bill Littlefield.
The most powerful leaders at Penn State University, Mr. Spanier, Schultz, Paterno, and Curley, repeatedly concealed facts relating to Sandusky's child abuse from the authorities, the Board of Trustees, the Penn State community, and the public at large.
Thursday, former FBI Director Louis Freeh spoke about the findings of an investigation into how Penn State University failed to address the child sexual abuse by Jerry Sandusky. The school hired Freeh. Among other things, his report reveals that former head football coach Joe Paterno knew more than he had admitted publicly. Joining us now is Yahoo Sports columnist and Only a Game analyst Dan Wetzel. Dan, welcome back to the program.
Well, thanks for having me, Bill.
Dan, what do you consider the most notable revelations in the Freeh report?
It was the proof of what we suspected, and mainly that Paterno, Graham Spanier, Gary Schultz, and Tim Curley, the president, vice president, athletic director, they all knew about the 1998 police investigation into Jerry Sandusky abusing a boy in a Penn State shower. That police investigation did not result in charges. However, it would be a complete red flag of something you would remember.
Mm-hmm.
2.5 years later, a graduate assistant shows up at Paterno's door and says, "I just saw Jerry Sandusky abusing a boy in the Penn State showers." Your reaction would be, "My Lord, he's doing it again," not, "Wait, what? I don't understand what's going on."
How did Louis Freeh and his associates go about gathering the information that's in the report?
Well, to the credit of Penn State, they acted very poorly in the past, but once Sandusky was indicted on November 5th, the school has done a very good job, and one of their things was hiring Louis Freeh's group. They turned over everything. They provided access to everything. Literally millions of pages of documents, 420 interviews, and they were able to come up with a report that's incredibly comprehensive, information that the attorney general was never able to get during a 3-year investigation. And to Penn State's credit, again, this report will prove incredibly damning during civil litigation because it's basically an admission of liability.
Dan, the word hasn't come up yet in our conversation, but is cover-up the right word to describe what all of these top executives and coaches were doing at Penn State?
I think the word that Louis Freeh used was concealment. But regardless, they knew that Sandusky had a problem here, and they did nothing to stop him. And maybe the other most troubling thing is when McQueary came in and told them about this incident, nobody, it appears, ever said, "Let's go find this boy that was in the shower. This kid needs help. He may need physical help, medical, counseling." Nobody cared. There's no indication they ever cared or thought about the victims at any point in this, including this one kid who we still haven't identified.
Shortly before his death, Joe Paterno wrote a letter in which he tried to separate the integrity of the football program from the issues that we've been talking about, Jerry Sandusky's crimes. But is it even possible to think about the football program as having integrity now?
I think it would be very hard if a group was willing to look the other way on Jerry Sandusky. Do we think that in this entire operation, nobody was willing to turn a D into a C on a report card? There's no doubt that many great players and many great students came through the Penn State football program, and obviously they won a tremendous amount of games. But I think you'd have to be very naive to accept at this point any part of the "we do it a better way" narrative that Penn State has lived for decades.
In your article titled "Joe Paterno's New Legacy," you write about the officials who turned a blind eye to Sandusky's actions, and you write, "There could never be enough victories, enough perfect graduation rates, enough national championships to justify that." The Freeh report makes numerous recommendations for organizational changes at Penn State. What do you think the next step should be?
Taking football and using its profits to fund the program they set up to study child abuse, to maybe become the signature school on that and to turn football games as much as you can away from just football and into events to raise awareness where there's also a football game going on. Obviously, I think the Paterno statue and some of the superficial things will probably come down. A little more difficult is it's the Joe and Sue Paterno Library, which he raised millions and millions of dollars for. Do you take his name off the library? His wife, you know, had nothing to do with this. All over campus, he's everywhere. And so what do you do with that? You know, I'm not a believer in the NCAA getting involved. It's hard, but you got to remember there's not a single student, not a single player, not a single professor, not any administrator currently employed there that had anything to do with this. It's still a great university, so it just needs to move on and try to be an example of something good coming out of really a story with almost no good.
You have said you don't think the NCAA should get involved, although others have said this is the ultimate example of an institution that's completely lost institutional control of its program. How do you see it playing out, all these calls for different sorts of punishments coming from different places?
I expect the NCAA will act because they are a political organization, and this is easy political hay to be made here. And this is a criminal act. It did not involve the players on the field. It never involved the student-athlete. For the most part, it was a former coach abusing local citizens, kids. The three living people in this, Spanier, Schultz, and Curley. Schultz and Curley are already facing criminal charges for failure to report a crime and perjury. They go on trial this fall. Graham Spanier is very possibly will be indicted also with this new information that came out. So there is punishment going down. The Department of Education is investigating. The feds are investigating. I just think the NCAA should stick to trying to create a level playing field for sports and stay out of what is essentially a criminal act.
Dan Wetzel is a columnist for Yahoo Sports and a regular guest here on Only a Game. You can link to his article about the Free Report and Joe Paterno's legacy at our website, onlyagame.org. Dan, thanks very much.
Thank you.